From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Rebel rockets have slammed into a government-controlled Damascus neighborhood, killing 35 people, according to Syrian state media. Witnesses said the rockets hit a market jammed with shoppers. There's been no comment from any rebel force. UN agencies are calling for the protection and safety of tens of thousands of Syrian civilians fleeing from fierce fighting in eastern Ghouta, a suburb of the capital Damascus. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the United Nations European headquarters in Geneva.
Eastern Ghouta is under relentless air and ground attack from forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and their Russian ally. Aid agencies report up to 50,000 residents of eastern Ghouta have fled their homes in recent days. They say both the newly displaced and the hundreds of thousands of civilians still trapped in the besieged city are in urgent need of humanitarian assistance. The UN Refugee Agency says it is not involved with the current evacuation, but spokesman Andre Mahecic says the UNHCR and other agencies are at makeshift collective shelters ready to deliver aid. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Afghanistan's Taliban says they are ready to discuss peace and reconciliation with the leaders of Afghan jihadi organizations opposed to what it calls the U.S.-led foreign occupation of the country. The insurgent group made the overture through an official statement on Tuesday, but maintained its silence over Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's recent offer of a reconciliation dialogue. This is VOA News. A student with a gun opened fire in a high school hallway in the eastern American state of Maryland on Tuesday, wounding two classmates before being killed during a confrontation with a school police officer. A package bomb exploded at a FedEx facility near San Antonio, Texas, and authorities are trying to determine if it is linked to recent blasts in the city of Austin. One person was injured in the Monday night blast. Federal agents are at the scene. Undocumented Kansas science teacher Syed Ahmed Jamal was released from detention Tuesday after spending more than a month in a county jail. He still awaits a final decision on his appeal of a deportation order back to Bangladesh, but a district court judge in Kansas City let him return home until his hearing in immigration court. Chinese President Xi Jinping issued a stern warning to Taiwan on Tuesday, as he marked the beginning of his second term in office. China claims the self-ruled island of 24 million people is part of its territory. Xi says any attempt at separatism will face what he calls the punishment of history. VOA correspondent Bill Ide reports.
For Beijing, Taiwan is a sensitive issue and potential military flashpoint. Xi has been ratcheting up the pressure ever since Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen was elected in 2016. Tsai is a member of the pro-independence Democratic Progressive Party, but says she wants to maintain the status quo. Taiwan's foreign ministry spokesman Andrew Lee brushed aside Xi's remarks and urged other countries to support Taiwan's role as a democracy in the region. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman met President Trump at the White House on Tuesday amid heightened tensions between Riyadh and Tehran. Iran said President Trump has not been treating that part of the world or the world itself appropriately. A lot of bad things are happening in Iran, he said. He talked about the near demise of ISIS in the Middle East and declared that the U.S. military forces will be departing from certain areas that we've wanted to get out of for a long period of time. He said other countries can handle it. At this point, they'll be able to handle it. The Crown Prince responded, "That's why we are here today, to be sure we've tackled all the opportunities and achieve it, and also get rid of the threats facing the United States, Saudi Arabia, and the whole world." You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.